You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley D, and we're back with our stars of Glitz 2019, Gigi Monroe, Sonique, and Tenderoni. Thanks for being with me today.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having
us. Yeah. Well, Gigi, something pretty big happened to you pretty recently. I think it was just last month or the month before. You were selected as a Rasmussen Fellow and winner of an Individual Artist Award from the Foundation.
Yes.
Wow.
Wow is right. It's been a really incredible last month.
How did that feel to win?
Well, I applied for this fellowship. And for those who don't know, the Rasmussen Foundation is a statewide arts foundation. And they fund so many of the projects and the individuals that you see happening in the state. So they're a really big deal, and they're everywhere. And they're pretty mainstream arts organization or foundation. And so I thought, I'm going to throw my name out there. I'm going to apply. And this is probably a super long shot that they would recognize drag as a valid art form. And so I was like, well, I'm just going to put it out there. And so months later, I got a call from their program officer who told me that I got the fellowship. And I started bawling on the phone. this poor woman was like, hold it together. but I was just like, I mean, it's amazing. I still can't believe it that, next to all of these other forms of art that are well-established and respected and just incredible, they also recognize that drag artistry and is a form of performance art that is worthy of support. So
it's, yeah. I guess it's, is it fair to say that drag queens are not the typical recipient of these awards?
No. I mean, Ricky Tagaban did win an Individual Artist Award last year for some of his work that literally integrates his work as a Alaska Native weaver and a drag performer. But the fellowship that I applied for is specifically for drag performance. And so I think that's the first one. And it was the only performance artist in the whole state that was recognized this year. So I got to go to Anchorage for a reception and a day of training and workshops with all of the other artists who won awards. And I don't know, it's still very surreal. So I don't know, I look forward to working together with them over the next year to figure out how we can partner and elevate drag throughout the state. One of the things that we've been working on here is establishing a traveling show to go to smaller communities that don't have any drag and to introduce them to what we do, which is kind of hard to explain sometimes, like what is a drag show and like what is a drag queen all about. But we try to just show that through the experience of it. Like we just want people to come to the show and like just feel what it feels like to be there. And, you know, all we hope for is that people feel like embraced and welcomed and supported in who they are. And if they can find some inspiration in what they see on stage, then we've done our job. And sometimes it's just as like warm and fuzzy as that. So anyway, like it's part of my dream to be able to go all around the state to lots of different places where they don't have drag and just show them what it's all about.
Well, we are also proud of you.
Thank you.
Really deserved it, and you've done so much for the drag scene here in Juneau. It's changed so much just since I've been living here, like the last 5 years, and for the gay community too. All the work that you've done. And speaking of that, Juneau is Pride Month. So before we run out of time, just one more thing to ask before you go. That's Juneau Pride. June's Pride Month. Next week is Pride Week. There's a full calendar of events online at sigla.org. But is there anything particular that you wanted to highlight apart from Glitz?
Yeah, as always, we have a packed schedule of events. There are, I think there's like 9 or 10 different things happening over the next 7 days. And One thing I'm super excited about is a brand new event, and it's a partnership with the Zach Gordon Youth Center, and it's our very first Youth Pride. So that's happening Thursday evening downtown at the Zach Gordon Youth Center. It's at 6 o'clock, and it's for middle school and high school-aged youth. And there's going to be activities and dancing and games and food and just a supportive environment for all the young people in our community who are LGBTQ or allies or, you know, just want to be involved. You don't have to identify as anything specific to come. Just be, you know, middle school or high school age. So that's Thursday. And then...
that's next Thursday, right?
Next Thursday, yeah. A week from today.
Correct.
Yes. And then a week from... tomorrow is Pride Prom, which is super exciting. That's a lot of fun. That's at the Baranoff Ballroom, the Treadwell Room in the Baranoff. And that's at 8 o'clock to midnight, and DJ and dancing and all of that. And it's kind of, it's for everybody, because it's like, if you went to prom but you didn't get to take the date that you always wanted to, then maybe now is your opportunity to do that. Or if you're a young person and you weren't really feeling the prom at your high school, like, this is a inclusive space to go and be yourself. You can dress however you want to dress. There's no specific way you have to be. You don't have to have a date. You can come with friends. You can come by yourself. You can make friends there. And it's all free. And it's a great opportunity just to all come together as one big community, which is one of the best things about Juno Pride.
Definitely. Well, that sounds like a really, really fun occasion. So thank you for Gigi's Guide to Pride.
No problem.
Again, find out more at CEGLA.org, full calendar of events, posters around town, lots of great stuff going on. And of course, Glitz this Friday and Saturday night. Thank you, Sonique, and thank you, Tenderoni, for coming
on
my show today.
Thanks for having me.
Telling me all about yourselves. I hope you guys have a great weekend. And yeah, it sounds like the whole town's going to be there.
Yeah, we'll see you at the show.
So excited.
See you Friday and Saturday. Thanks, everybody.